that wagon started squeaking, the wheel squeaking, you had to do what?
Well, when it starts squeaking, you have to be damn much you can do about it. If it's wore out, you got to repair it. You know, the way you got to put some more spokes in it or take that rim off of there and rework your rims and then maybe cut it and re-shrink it. You know? What them people used to do, they used to take that, that when you get the shrink too much, they had to pad it, but they couldn't pad it. They maybe put another crimping on there or cut that rim. But it was easier for them to take and put a new wooden rim than to cut the steel rim, because it's too much work to cut the steel rim, you understand, and splice it again. Because it, in my own days, that they, when I first started to work out, before I came here, I worked in the blacksmith shop where they used to do all that work by hand. There was no welding machine in those days. Like that iron, that rim down there was welded in the forge, you know, in the blacksmith shop. It was spliced, put together, put on the anvil and hooked up in there, glued together in the fire. Everything was done right.
What about when you got the wheel, when the wheel needed to be, put some of that black stuff in the wheel, you would back the nut out and do what?
Well, you put some grease on there, what do you mean, on the axle?
Took the wheel
off, and then you had the special black dope that they used to use on that to grease your axle, you know, the steel piece, so you put it back on.
Ended up getting your hands all.
Well,
you got grease all over your hands, you say your hands.
Well, that's the idea that the people didn't mind too much about what, if they dirty their hands or not.
Grease got them grease.
It had to be done, that's all. A lot of them, they didn't use anything else but their hands to put it on there. They get in that bucket or whatever it was, and they get a handful of that stuff and get in there and make sure that it was all over there, make sure that it was up in there with his hands.
But he ended up getting his hands.
So his hand wasn't clean like mine, you know.
They had grease
on the fingernails and everywhere else, you know, all over his hands, all scaled up and everything, you know. Didn't have hardly any soap to wash. They had to make their own soap. For a long time, we made our own soap to wash with. We used a lot of leftover, like those cracklings and stuff like that. After you cook our lard and stuff, all that stuff was leftover like that. You know, we had maybe a couple hundred pounds of that stuff left over, the crackling. The neighbor may have some. But my daddy used to take that stuff and he'd put it in those big pots. He had something that he'd put in there to cook it with, you know, some lye of some kind. He'd buy somewhere, I don't know what kind of stuff they did to do. So when you'd use that soap, it'd make a lather, you know. You have to be careful when you put that stuff on your hand. It'd eat your hand up. Come. You know. When I think about those good old days.
Did you ever use lye for anything else?
Some what?
Lye. Did you use lye for anything else, like corn? Did you ever put corn in lye? Okay.
I don't know.
But when you got grease all over your hands, you say you got your hands greased? Got them what?
Well, that's all right. They make something there now, they take that off in one nothing. It's kind of a, some kind of a stuff that they make, it look like jelly, especially for grease.